integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Drugs that trigger disease. Do you know if your illness may be caused by the medicine you're taking for that illness? Or is that disease that you have being, you know, maybe you had one thing, you're taking a pill for that one thing, and now it's causing another thing. And then you go over to this new specialist. The new specialist says, oh, you need another thing for this thing. And you're just moving down this chain of events. Give you a quick example. You go to the doctor for some shoulder pain. They give you an NSAID, a nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory. 3 months later, you have a stomach ache. You're over visiting your orthopedist. He says, well, it looks like your shoulder pain's better, but my stomach hurts. Well, go to see the gastroenterologist. So you go to see the gastroenterologist, and they say, well, it's the NSAID you're taking for the shoulder pain. By the way, that increases your cardiovascular risk. You might go for the cardiologist and blah, 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 blah. I'm worn out from thinking about this thing, Holly.
Well, absolutely. And I think what's also important, and thanks for starting the segment, I thought I had number two. But
you do, but we're feeding you in, and I just jumped in. I was too excited.
No, I know. And it's something I think that's really important to talk about because, as you said, when you go to a doctor and you're going to get a drug for something, you're thinking that that's a treatment. That's helpful, right? Can these drugs trigger disease? And I want to talk about this because I think it's really important. One of the main points of this subject and of this segment would be that your kidney and your livers are the main organs that break down the drugs, these drugs, and they eliminate them from your body. They metabolize them. But these particular organs, just like the rest of our body, when they start to weaken as we age, especially if you have a lot of medications on board. And so as a result, these drugs can start building up in your body, particularly if you take more than one. As you said, a lot of people will have polypharmacy on board, it's called. So not just one medication, but sometimes it starts out with one medication. It ends up being very many medications because we're trying to deal with side effects, et cetera. So I think that there are a couple things that we can really, really talk about. Dementia. Many drugs can cause symptoms such as short-term memory loss, confusion, agitation. It is so important for me as a practitioner, and I have really been honing in on this. When I have patients come in, and I take an extensive look at any medications that they are on, and I have gotten to know their side effect profile, and if I don't know it, I look it up, because a large percentage of the time, Dr. Weiss, the reason that my patients are experiencing this brain fog, sometimes agitation, lack of focus, is because of a medication that they're on.
Yeah, it is. Let me throw some insane numbers at you to how serious this problem is. 28,000 cases of life-threatening heart toxicity just from a simple drug as Digoxin happen each year. 41,000 older adults are hospitalized, of which 3,300 of these die from ulcers caused by nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories, things such as aspirin, ibuprofen, those types of things. 16,000 injuries from auto crashes. You were mentioning about brain fog, Holly. 16,000. We have numbers on this. 32,000 from hip fractures from drug-induced falls, causing 1,500 deaths. And I deal with that in cardiology, where people come in, they're simply on a bad medication combo or over-medicated, and my seniors fall, and the seniors do not fall well. 163,000 older Americans, serious mental impairment. I have the numbers to support what you're saying. The website, there's a whole bunch more of that. I really like this website, Holly. It's worstpills.org. Worstpills.org. And it's not inflammatory in the sense that it's pharmacists trying to make sure that you're using medication properly and safely. There's a book, Worst Pills, Best Pills, that's been out forever. Very well researched, very well cited. If you're on medication, please, worstpills.org is maybe your place to go look for it.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is the common thread that we talk about a lot, which is being your own primary care provider, meaning your doctor has every right and should, in her scope of practice, to write you a prescription if that's what they feel is needed for what you're complaining about. But here's where their responsibility, in my opinion, stops and yours starts. Yours starts when you go and fill that prescription, and then every morning or per direction, you unscrew that cap and you, you know, reach into that pill bottle and you take it. Because I feel that it's so very important. Have you ever looked at the package insert, they're called, of any medication that you've been on? It is absolutely unbelievable if you read through that thing. You can just hear the direct-to-consumer commercials on the television, sort of that they have all of that copy or that content hidden below the sweet music that's playing. My point is, you have to be completely aware of the side effects, potential side effects that have been proven and also given to you of the medication that you've been prescribed. You've been prescribed it by your doctor. You choose to take it as your own care provider. You have to be informed, because let's say a week down the road, you start to experiencing something new. Now, are you thinking that your health is just that vulnerable and you're on a slippery slope and a decline into the rest of your life where you're not going to live well with vitality? Maybe not. Maybe you're starting to experience a simple side effect from the medication. And what you don't want to become is a whack-a-mole game, right? You've got one thing up, you whack it down with the medication, and guess what? Boop, something pops back up, and then you whack that down, and it's an endless game. So really, really important. And there are so many different drugs, beta blockers. You would know this, Dr. Weiss, beta blockers for high blood pressure, benzodiazepines for anxiety, muscle relaxants, H2 agonists. Those are acid blocking things. There are so many common drugs that are used every day that cause all sorts of things that you might actually be interpreting as more illness than being prescribed more medications. And now we're in definitely the rabbit hole, I would say.
Yeah, we're in the rabbit hole, and there's several ladders out. I just had this the other day. A guy was prescribed Thorazine for hiccups. Believe it or not, hiccups and burping. Thorazine is kind of a common drug for older folks. And then he was also on anti-Parkinson drugs. And the problem was a side effect of the Thorazine. That was it. And so I pulled him off both, and the guy's walking around feeling fine, and his hiccups are gone. I said, that's the hardest way to get rid of hiccups ever. But a couple of the ways, one is your pharmacist to prescribe that you're picking it up from, they're required, if you ask, to sit down and counsel you on the medication. Now, I also find that pharmacists generally like to do it. I don't find that to be... Now, sometimes they're real busy and they say, can you come back in an hour? And I think that'd be very reasonable. In some states like Arizona, pharmacists can even be compensated from your insurance company for going through your medication history. Because those package inserts, yes, read them, but sometimes they're very confusing. And they are written by the companies that produce the meds. And so they can be very twisted and in my opinion, deceiving. They are written by them. The FDA, yes, approves those package inserts, but boy, they're complex. And I think one of the ways out, again, to safely do it is to get with a physician that understands these drugs, or to get with like a naturopathic doctor in California, or to talk with your pharmacist. And I believe this, Holly, that if somebody is on two or three medications, you should automatically have a sit down with the pharmacist. And if your pharmacy doesn't want to do it, put your business there. Go to some other place.
I agree. There's plenty of pharmacists out there that are willing to help educate you. And you've got that resource. You certainly have the internet. You've got the package insert. And you have your brain, which is what we're trying to engage and wake up. Mm-hmm. So once again, drugs that trigger diseases, there's many of them that are commonly prescribed every single day. I'm not saying medication and prescription medication is bad. I'm saying that we have to stay informed as consumers and as consumptioners, I would say. When we're consuming and having consumption of these drugs, it's important that we take responsibility and understand their full effects, including their side effects, so we can stay well. That's what we're trying to help you do here on our show and at RadioMD.com.